the surgical community needs to ask this kind of question, because it is increasingly a question, because there is an alternative. And the alternative is to argue that we should make a diagnosis of ovarian cancer, perhaps with laparoscopic surgery, use effective chemotherapy, which is a platinum and a taxane today, and then after, let's say, three cycles in a responding patient, perform an attempt at a surgical cytoreduction, which data would show in the far higher percentage of patients, you were able to get patients with zero-volume disease, and then go on and give further chemotherapy. This is the so-called neoadjuvant approach. And this has been accepted by some surgeons, not by the majority in the United States. There's actually a prospective randomized trial on, that has finished accrual in Europe. We won't have data for several years on survival, as I understand this. EORTC did this study, looking at a neoadjuvant approach versus surgery first, followed by chemotherapy. That study turns out, for example, to show no difference in outcome. Again, it will challenge the question of doing aggressive surgery in all patients initially.
So just to be clear, are you questioning the issue of any surgery or just the extent of surgery?
No, it's the extent. This is, again, people ask me, what do I do if I saw a patient? I have immense respect for my surgical colleagues. I have respect for their skills. I have respect for their judgments. I've had the opportunity to work at four major institutions in this country in my career, and I've not met better, more conscientious, more competent individuals than the GYN oncologists I work with. So it has nothing whatsoever to do with their abilities. I'm simply saying there's options or strategies that need to look at. So quite frankly, I would simply, if I had a patient that I saw before surgery and had a lot of disease, I would turn to my surgical colleagues and say, what do you think? If you believe in this particular situation, based on physical findings, comorbid conditions, CAT scan finding, CA125, whatever you believe, you can go in and take basically all this disease out with relatively limited morbidity, then great, you do it. Because as I said, those patients can do very well. They can be out of the hospital in a few days and start on chemotherapy. But I would argue, if there's a question about that, that, you know, doesn't it make sense to, if we don't have a diagnosis yet, I mean, no one has even had an evaluation based upon, let's say, physical exam or CA125, you need to have some tissue to make that diagnosis. Make the diagnosis, whether it's laparoscopically or ascites or some other way. Give chemotherapy initially, and after several cycles, assuming the patient's responded. Because if there's been no response, then you could argue, why would you operate? And then go in and attempt to do that surgery. So right now, what I'm saying, it's a pragmatic approach. It's what do you think you can do? But unfortunately, the surgeons are in the same position I am. I don't know which approach is better because we haven't done that trial.